They're looking for a few good artists. City Public Art Manager Jimmy LaFleur.
We're looking for artists that may have a variety of different backgrounds, not just one particular type.
The reason? There are several different kinds of public art projects they're seeking artists for.
We'll have two new libraries. We have a series of parks that are going to be improved. We're looking at probably 8 to 10 different artists will be selected, perhaps more if we're able to get there. There are over 20 projects that we will be looking to do as part of the 2012 bond package.
This is all being done through the auspices of PASA, or Public Art San Antonio, which manages public art installations throughout the city. LaFleur thinks public art isn't a luxury, but an historic obligation.
We still have a responsibility, just as was done throughout Europe, to invest and to mark our own statement about who we are and what we feel and express about our community and those important things. And that does come out through public art.
The city's biggest work of art is its Riverwalk, art that is inextricably linked to the world's concept of the city. And it didn't have to be that way. All the Riverwalk had to do was to keep downtown from flooding. However,
the entire world looks at the Riverwalk as an amazing success. And so we know we can be successful here with repeating those kinds of effort in the future.
And so the process for creating the next round of public art, albeit much smaller, is on. For details on where artists can apply and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. For Texas Public Radio News, this is Jack Morgan.